And our next story may not be appropriate for everyone. In India today, several thousand people stormed a prison and dragged away a man who was accused of rape and then killed him. This follows the controversy over a documentary about the 2012 gang rape and murder of a female student in Delhi. The filmmaker interviewed one of the convicted rapists, and a court has banned the documentary from being aired in India. The BBC's Rahul Tandon joins us from Calcutta. And Rahul, before we talk about the film, tell us more about what happened at the prison today.
Yeah, I mean, this is a case that has been all over the headlines here in India today. We're coming up to that time where a lot of people will be sat in front of their TV stations and catching up on the day's news. And Dimapur will be very high in there because we had several thousand people who stormed this prison in northeastern India where they dragged away a man who was accused of rape. Basically, the police said there was nothing much that they could do about this. And I think once again, Jeremy, as you said in your introduction, it puts into the news and really highlights India's struggle, I think, to deal with issues regarding rape, whether it's justice for the families, whether it's protecting people who have been accused of rape and as of yet have not been through the legal process, and shows you that it is one of the burning issues that the world's largest democracy is still trying to deal with a few years on from the Delhi rape, which I'm sure many of your listeners will remember so vividly.
Well, and of course, this documentary is all over the news in India. Here's a clip from it, by the way. This has been shown on the BBC. This is Maria Misra, a historian at Oxford University.
Before this event, there was still a very, very strong culture of shame around rape. And so you would get politicians saying the most extraordinary things about rape victims, that it was better that a rape victim had died, because had she lived, she would just be a walking corpse.
Rahul, why is this film not being shown in India?
Well, the government here, I think, feels, firstly, they say that there's an appeals process that's taking place for some of those who've been found guilty of the case. So it's not appropriate for this documentary to be in the public domain. They also say that the BBC and the filmmakers themselves have not adhered to the terms of the access to the jail in the first place, that this was a film that was not supposed to be shot for commercial interest as well. I think more deeply and more honestly than that, Jeremy, the feeling here in India from the government and, one has to say, from a fairly large segment of the population as well here, is that this could damage India's, you know, reputation internationally. It's not something that they want to see. And others say that within the documentary, of course, one of those who was involved in the rape of the young girl in Delhi expresses his views. He shows no remorse at all. And some people say that no platform should be given to people like that. Of course, there are millions of other people here who have very different views from that. It's an issue that is dividing society. As I'm talking to you now, the Editors Guild here in India has come out and said that the government must show this film. It's something that every Indian should see because they have to understand why these problems are still facing this country.
But there are concerns about copycat crimes, I've read.
That is a view that has been put forward not just by the government, but by senior figures from within the women's movement in this country as well, who worry that some of those who are highlighted in the documentary could almost become like heroes in this country, which you know, may sound a bit bizarre, but you know, the simple fact is that there are some people, probably many people in this country, who hold some of the views that many people may find distasteful that are put forward by the rapists in this documentary. I think this whole issue comes at a time when the whole issue of freedom in India is one that is being discussed, you know, almost every hour in this country. We've had the banning of the serving of beef in Maharashtra, one of India's most popular states. We have one of India's most prominent satire groups at the moment facing a legal action for some sketches that they've done as well. So I think beyond the issue of rape, which is, of course, a very difficult one for this country to deal with, we also have the issue of freedom of speech, which is something that many countries are battling with at the moment.
And the issue of how women are treated.
I think that is the fundamental issue here, isn't it? And I think the honest answer here that I think many even within authority, within the government would accept is that a few years on from the Delhi rape, that in spite of all the discussion, in spite of all the talk, in spite of the fact that, you know, the way that these crimes are dealt with is speeded up at the moment, when you're talking about changing attitudes in a country of more than 1.3 billion people, that is going to take some time. So, you know, when we heard that clip there about women who were shamed for being raped, it's the worst thing that could happen to somebody. it is still like that in many parts of this country. And if you go to rural India at the moment, you will find many women, unfortunately, who have been assaulted, who still feel scared to go to the police at the moment. There are many women who say they wouldn't go and report rapes even in cities like Kolkata because they say there's not enough female police on the streets at the moment. They don't want to walk into a police station full of men. I was talking to tourists on these very streets just a few weeks ago who said that they were worried about traveling in buses because of what had happened to the young girl in Delhi. So away from whether this documentary should be shown or should not be shown, the real issue of whether the lives of women are changing in India is one I think that many people here would say it's not moving as quickly as it should do.
That's the BBC's Rahul Tandon on the busy streets of Calcutta, India. Rahul, thank you so much as always.
Thank you very much, Jeremy.